welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hey, welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I am your host, Kendra Perry. And today we're talking about something that is so critical, but not that sexy. It's not that sexy. We're talking about your company manual. So yeah, not that sexy, but really important. Because when we talk about organization and productivity, we really want to make sure that we have all our systems documented. And what I mean by this is, what happens when a new client comes into your business, right? Do they need to get an email? Do they need to get a welcome letter? Do you need to order labs? Do you need to get their personal information? Do you need to get them to sign a contract, a liability waiver? Do they need to get access to Google Drive or a membership area? What are the exact steps that need to happen for that to occur successfully? Okay. Now, when you first start running your business, like almost no one talks to you about this. I didn't have any idea what this was. Okay. And it was only when I decided to hire a virtual assistant that I realized that I needed to document processes, because I was bringing someone into my business and they needed to know what to do. Right. I couldn't just tell them to do it because they didn't know how to do it. And I wanted it to be done a specific way. So what I realized is I had to write down a how-to or an instruction manual for everything that I wanted this virtual assistant to do in my business. And I had to spend 3 weeks working every evening, getting everything documented. Because at this point, it was 2 years into my business. So there was a lot of things happening in my business, but all of it was just in my brain. It was just in my head. So how was I supposed to pass that over to this new person? So I realized that I was going to have to document it. And that's when I really started to understand the value of a company manual. So not only is it really critical to have everything documented, like an instruction manual, right? Like when you buy a desk from IKEA, right? It's not assembled. And when you receive it, you have all these little parts, all these little screws. There's a lot going on. And imagine IKEA just gave that to you and was like, good fucking luck. And you're just like, okay. And you had to figure it all out on your own. That would be ridiculous. But you get an instruction manual that says, take this part, and it's labeled, take part A, attach it to part B with these screws. And there's a little image, right? And you walk through that entire thing. And your experience of putting together that shelf or desk, whatever we're talking about, is highly dependent on how good that instruction manual is. I don't know if you've ever ordered something where the instruction manual was kind of shitty and you're so confused and you're just like, ugh, this is the worst. And it takes you like 10 times as long versus something that's more clear, more step-by-step, right? So that's what you're doing. You're creating an instruction manual for everything that happens in your business. Now, again, this is really important for being able to bring people into your business, because let's say you want to hire a social media manager, someone who is going to schedule out your content, for example. How does that process occur? You could literally just bring them in, hire them, and hand it over. Be like, here's the process. Implement it, right? Now, the other reason why this is so critical is for your own time saving, okay? Because there's some things that we do in our business that we don't do every day. Maybe we just do something monthly. And maybe the first time we did it, we had to kind of figure it out. And then we do it a month later, but 4 weeks have passed and now we don't remember how to do it. We're like, what the fuck? I thought I knew how to do this, but you don't remember. So then you are relearning it all over again. Well, what a waste of your time. That's a huge waste of time, right? So if you have documented the how-to for that particular task, then all you need to do is refer to your manual to walk yourself through it so you don't need to relearn it every time. Okay, so this is really, really, really valuable. Every single higher level business owner that I know, like, has everything documented. This is a huge part of growing and scaling a business because you cannot grow without bringing people into your business. And when you're earlier on in your business, it might just be you, and that's cool, but you can't do that forever if you want to grow or if you don't want to work 50 hours a week, right? So maybe you want to make 10K a month and you want to work 30 hours a week or 25 hours a week. You're not going to be able to do that without help. So the sooner you can actually bring people into your business, the better, because it opens up more time for not only your freedom, but for you to actually work on the things that matter in your business. So this is something I teach my HTA students. It's in, I believe, the second module, and I basically present it to them really early on, because as we go through the course, I'm getting them to update their company manual with everything that they're doing. And I know, again, it's not very sexy, and yes, the first time you document something, it is going to take you extra time. It's an investment of your time so that you can save way more time later. Huge ROI on your time. So it's really, really critical. Okay, so what are some of the things that can be in a company manual? So you want to envision this company manual as something not only that you're going to look at, but anyone who decides to work for your business, whether they are an online business manager, or maybe a social media manager, a virtual assistant, graphic designer, whoever actually comes and works into your business, you're probably going to hand over this manual. And if you've ever had some sort of maybe corporate job where you've worked for a restaurant chain or maybe a sports store chain, when you go through the onboarding, they typically give you some sort of manual that you're supposed to read. And what you will learn is, what is the company's mission statement? Maybe what's the history of the company? What are the company values? All of those things, right? So you want to do the same thing for your business. So the first thing that might be in your company manual is simply your niche statement. Maybe you'll have your mission statement. Maybe you'll have your company values, for example, right? So what are the company values? We value integrity. Great. And what does that mean? What does integrity mean for you? Because these things are open for interpretation. So for example, in my business, we have a bunch of different values, but one of our core values is integrity, like I just said. And in my opinion, integrity means that you do what you say you're going to do, and you take responsibility when you fuck up, right? You don't blame anything else. You don't blame tech. You don't blame other people. You recognize and admit that you were wrong, you take accountability, and then you fix the issue and move forward and don't make that same mistake again, right? Put things in place so that mistake doesn't happen again. So that's what integrity means for my business. And that would be really important for anyone coming to work in my business to know, because they're going to know, okay, when I fuck up, it's not a big deal. I just have to take accountability for it, not blame, tell people I fucked up, and then put steps in place so that it doesn't happen again, right? So these are really good things for anyone who's coming in your business to know. Now, other things you would want in your company manual are any of your branding details. So what fonts do you use? What colors do you use? What's the brand personality? What are your values, right? Like I just said, you'd want all that stuff to be in there too, because sometimes if I'm going to hire a graphic designer who's going to maybe do my Instagram graphics, right? They're going to need to know my fonts, my colors, like any brand shapes that I have. And I don't want to have to keep giving them to them every time. I don't want to have to find those and copy and paste. It's just like, here's the company manual. You'll find it in there. Okay. Other things that you might want in there are, where do you store everything? Do you use Dropbox? Do you use Google Drive? Do you use Amazon? How do you communicate with team members, right? Do you communicate through email, or do you use something like Slack, which is like an instant messenger app for teams? What's the response time? If I email a team member, when do I expect to hear back? 24 hours, by the end of the day, a few hours. What's your refund policy, right? Because if you had a virtual assistant come and work for you, and maybe they're going to be answering emails in your support inbox, they're going to need to know your refund policy, because they will be the ones receiving refund requests. And you don't want to have to type it out and remind them every time. You just say, refer to the company manual. There's the refund policy, okay? Now, the other things you want to want in there are all the step-by-step how-to. So again, we talked about this at the beginning. What does that onboarding process look like? So maybe the first thing that happens is payment is processed, and then we send them a contract, a waiver, and a welcome letter. Once the contract's signed, we order the labs, and then we send them a login for the membership area, or we give them the Google Drive link. we set up their first appointment, whatever it is, exactly what that process looks like so that it can be duplicated over and over and over again. What is your process for creating social media? Do you write the content first, and then maybe you could design the graphics, and then you upload everything into later.com, which is my favorite social media scheduler. There's a lot of them I use Later. So you maybe have to upload all the graphics in there, and then you have to schedule it, right? And like, do you want hashtags in that? Like, what do you want it to look like, right? Do you want the person to edit it for spelling mistakes, whatever. So you want that exact step-by-step process, even if you don't have a team member. Again, and then you're just duplicating, okay? How do you want your customer service emails answered, right? Do you want people to go above and beyond? Do you want to make sure that the person's name is always used, like, hey, Jane, or whatever, right? Do you want their inquiries to be responded to within a certain time frame, right? Like, how quickly are people going to get a response? 24 hours, 48 hours, what is it? So really, every single process that you do in your business, you are going to put into your company manual. And this is a living, breathing document. Okay, it's living and it's breathing, meaning that it's continually updated as the processes change. So for example, my online business manager, Elise, so she manages all the day-to-day of my business. This is her responsibility to keep the company manual updated. So that means when we change things, as we do all the time, she needs to update it. And so one of my rules is that every quarter, she goes in and just makes sure everything is up to date. And let's say you bring in a social media manager. You need to make it a requirement of their contract or employment that they update their process in the manual, right? Because maybe they're going to change the process. Maybe they're like, okay, you're using later.com the schedule, but actually there's this other social media scheduler that's cheaper and I think it works a little bit better. And you're going to be like, yeah, that sounds good. But they need to update that in the company manual, because let's say they get sick, or maybe they quit with no notice, they ghost you, it happens, right? Or maybe you need to let them go because they're not doing a good job. You don't want to be screwed when you bring someone else in. If you have to hire someone really quickly, you don't want to have to retrain them, reteach them, rewrite the processes. Ideally, that person would go and you would just bring someone else in and hand them over the instruction manual. So you see what I'm saying? Do you see how this like greatly increases your time management, your productivity? It saves you so much headache. It actually saves your mental health too, let's be honest, okay? So all of that needs to be in the company manual. The processes need to be updated regularly, and the person who is responsible for each role has to update the manual. And what might be helpful is that you give them a time frame. Like maybe at the end of every month, you look over your processes and make sure that nothing has changed. You make sure that is updated in the company manual. In my business, it's every quarter. Okay. Now, a really cool thing about doing the company manual is it actually helps you determine what can actually be automated in your business. Because the goal is that we automate the business as much as possible, meaning that everything isn't a manual task, okay? Because when it's manual, either you have to do it or you have to pay someone to do it, but there are certain platforms that actually help you make things happen automatically. A really good example of this is Zapier.com. I'll make sure to add that link into the show notes. But Zapier, essentially, you kind of think of Zapier like the middleman. It connects different softwares and platforms that wouldn't normally talk. Okay. So let's say that you want to send out recordings to all your clients. So they have a one-on-one session with you, and one of the agreements is that they're going to get the recording of the meeting. And so maybe what you're doing is, after that meeting, you are going into Zoom, you're waiting for it to process, and then you're downloading it and you're uploading it into Google Drive, okay? And that might only take you 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but if you're doing that for a whole bunch of different clients, then that's actually going to be a problem, right? Because over the time span of like a year, I mean, that could be hundreds and hundreds of minutes or even multiple hours, could even be 40 hours, right? Which is a whole week off. That's like your vacation time for the year, right? So when you look at your step-by-step instructional manual, especially with things like social media or onboarding, try to figure out like, can this actually be automated? So what Zapier will do is you can actually set it up. So when this happens, do this. So when something is downloaded or recorded to Zoom, like into the cloud, you can actually automatically add it into a Google Drive folder. So you don't have to worry about downloading it and uploading it. All you need to do is go in there and give the person the share link, right? So there'd still be a little bit of manual, but that actually is a lot quicker than doing all the other things. So you want to try to figure out, what can I automate? Okay. So anything you're doing manually, check it out in Zapier and check if there's a Zap for that. If it can, something can actually happen without you involved, because that is always the goal. But it's hard to know what you can automate when you don't actually understand the entire process. So you need to be able to look at it and determine, okay, like this could be automated, this could be automated, this could be automated. Okay. And so the goal is to automate as much as possible and then hire out for the rest, right? Because the entire onboarding process probably can't be automated if we're talking about, say, one-on-one coaching. If we're talking about group coaching, a lot more can be automated, but there's still going to be some manual things. So for example, when you join HCA, you're going to get access to a Facebook group. Now, we can't automatically add you to a Facebook group. That needs to happen manual. So my virtual assistant does that. That's a manual task. But again, that's documented in our company manual. But what does happen automatically is when you buy HCA, you're automatically going to get access to the course. You're automatically going to get our onboarding emails that help get you familiarized with the course, get you to do all the things that you need to do to get yourself set up, right? That all happens automatically. Okay. The manual part is basically adding you into the Facebook group. And then we basically have this little card inside a platform called Asana, and we put a due date on it, because you're going to get 6 months access to the live coaching part of the course, right? The weekly reviews, our weekly group coaching calls, Facebook group, all of those things, which is fantastic. But after 6 months, it expires. And at that point, either you're going to be complete or you're going to continue to pay on a membership basis. And so at 6 months, we need to have that deadline, because my assistant needs to go look at that and check, okay, did you buy continuing support? You didn't. Okay, send out an email. Hey, just so you know, you're going to be losing your access. Is this something you wanted to continue to have? Blah, blah, blah. And then if you don't decide to purchase, then we need to remove you from the Facebook group. We need to delete certain tags, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. We want to automate as much as possible, and then we can hire out for the rest, because you don't want to be paying people to do something that could be automated for basically free or a much lower price. Okay. So your homework for this episode is to start your company manual. So where do you start it? Well, there's a few different ways you can do it. The easiest way is to use a simple Word document or a Google document. I prefer a Google document because it has a really good search feature. And if you just hit Command on your keyboard and then Command F, it'll pull up a little search box and you can actually search the documents. So you don't need to scroll through it every time. Maybe you're just like, oh yeah, how do I start a Zoom meeting? Control F, type in Zoom, and it'll show you everywhere Zoom actually shows up in your company manual. So I started my manual with a Google document. And then I moved it into a platform called Trello. Trello is a project management software, and basically, it's very visual. And so then we put it into there. And I really love Trello. I recommend it for my students because you can basically use it for free up to a certain number of boards. And then now we've actually moved our manual into a platform called Asana. It's very similar to Trello. The difference is it's more functional for teams when there's like multiple people actually working in the same board. So we use Asana. Okay, I find Asana, it's a little bit more technical. It's not as user-friendly. It took me a bit of time to learn. So if you're not very techie, I recommend Trello. There's other ones too. There's Monday, which I've heard really good things about, but full disclaimer, I've not used it. There's something called Notion. I think there's something called ClickUp. There's all these different ways you can host it. And my students inside HCA actually get a company manual template inside Trello that they can use. Okay. All right. So your goal or your homework is to either with Trello, so I'll put trello.com into the show notes, so you can find that there, either with Trello or a Google document or Word document, you are going to start your company manual. And I know it's going to be a little bit of work, because maybe you're a year or two into your business and you're like, Kendra, I haven't documented anything. Oh my God. So it's going to take you a bit of time. Just know that there is a huge ROI for your time, return on investment. You will spend a little bit more time getting this set up, but it's going to give you so much more time in the long run. Plus, it's going to make it much easier for people to come and help you out in your business. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach podcast. If you want to give me a 5-star review, I would more than love that. You can just scroll down on your Apple Podcast app, give me a little bit of a review. And if you feel like that's maybe a bit too time consuming, which I totally get, just make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on whatever app you're using and download the first 3 episodes, because that alone does so much to support this show, and it will only take you maybe 10 or 15 seconds. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.